Hello, and welcome back to Talk to Me. Today we continue on Talk to Me in our series that we've been doing all this year. One of my favorite subjects is the human soul. One of my favorite things to talk about when I'm just sitting around hanging out with my friends is that mystical part of you and me that makes us who we are and transcend even what science can tell us, because what I know for sure, we are more than our bodies. If you have tuned into our television show in the last few months, you've likely heard me talk about what has, I would have to say at this point, I think has become a global phenomenon. A lot of people have been talking about the universal law of attraction. And it's been packaged very well, I think, in a new marketing form, because the truth is there have been world philosophers for years who've talked about the idea that we are more than our bodies and there's more to our lives than what we can actually see, and that really that what we are here is really an illusionary plane. Now everybody's calling that the secret. The secret is, in fact, a universal law. I'm really, as I've said on my show, very excited because for years, for me, the real purpose of the Oprah Winfrey Show, when I first figured out that I'd been given this opportunity to speak in people's homes every day and that it was more than just a show, I understood that it was about teaching responsibility, about letting people know that you are responsible for your life. And so for years, I've been talking about some of the principles involved in The Secret, and that is that the choices that you make every day, and even more so than the choices, the way you think and then make the choices, has everything to do with what your life is. And so, in essence, you are creating your reality every day. I have believed that and seen it work in my own life in so many ways. So I'm really excited that The Secret has at least opened consciousness in such a way that other people have been able to at least see that light, that moment that says, you know what? I am more than my body. There are no accidents. Everything is happening for a reason, and I do have a lot of control over it. Many of you may not know that there is a secret behind the secret, and that for over 20 years, Esther Hicks and her husband Jerry have been spreading the word of that so-called secret. That's really not a secret, because so many people have known it. They've been spreading that the word of that to thousands upon thousands and thousands and thousands of people, teaching this art of allowing your natural well-being to come forth through the law of attraction and using the law of attraction to create a more purposeful life. It was based on her knowledge, she says, of this universal law that she was invited to be a primary contributing expert on The Secret. Esther Hicks was. Maybe you saw the original Secret tape. The original Secret tape, you're on that tape, Esther.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, welcome, first of all.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks.
And so you're on the first tape, and until probably, let's see, last weekend I saw a tape and you were not on it. You were first on the tapes and now you're not on the tapes. Can you tell us why you were on the tapes and now you're not on the tapes?
Well, Rhonda originally came to us.
Rhonda Byrne, the creator of The Secret.
Yes, darling girl.
Yeah.
And she was on a cruise or a two with us.
Where you're teaching this law of attraction.
We do like 50 seminars a year and some cruises. And so I'd heard that she was there even though I hadn't met her.
Okay, I clarify that just to say, oh, we were cruising together.
No, there were a lot of us.
Okay.
A lot of us, not just the two.
What are you wearing? I don't know. Are you going to the beach later? Okay. Clarified that.
So anyway, they came on board and they videotaped our entire week-long cruise, the whole...
Rhonda and her crew.
Her crew. There were a lot of them. Nice, nice Australians. And then we spent one day in another little room with a green screen behind, and she interviewed Jerry and I and Abraham.
Abraham is the entity that you...
Abraham is the weird part of me. Abraham is the non-physical...
I'm glad you said it.
Everybody else thinks that. Abraham is the non-physical entity that you use the word, that to me they are non-physical consciousness. So
okay.
I quiet my mind and I tap into their vibration and then I speak what they say.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, I know.
Now, okay, I'm going to come back to that.
Yes.
But so when Rhonda Burns and her crew, who were filming The Secret at the time, started taping you, is that what we see on the original tape?
Yes, and that's Abraham.
That's Abraham speaking.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
And so when I read your book, yours and Jerry's book on the Law of Attraction, which I just noticed is on the bestseller list last week.
It is. Isn't that nice?
I think that's very nice.
Yes.
So when I read that book, what I realized is that so much of what is said on and in The Secret, the tape, is almost directly from your book.
Well, that book, we just produced that book, but it's almost a literal transcription of the early recordings we did.
Uh-huh.
The first recording being Law of Attraction, the second one being the Law of Deliberate Creation, the third one being the Law of Allowing. And Rhonda had been listening to those recordings. She said to us one day, I really thank her for the idea about producing the book, because she said to Jerry one day, Jerry, I've been listening to these recordings over and over and over again, and every time I hear them, I hear something more from them. I think you should put that into a book form. And Jerry said, I've been meaning to do it for a long time. He had a lot of it already pulled together. And
Jerry, your husband?
Jerry, my husband.
Yes.
So that's how that book came about, was
The Law of Attraction.
The Law of Attraction,
yeah.
Book.
For those of you who have felt, you know, stimulated, inspired by The Secret, I would have to say that The Law of Attraction really opens that door further in such a way that you begin to truly understand the principle behind the Law of Attraction and how it works in almost every phase of your life. I know you believe it works in every phase of our lives.
I do. I believe that the Law of Attraction, that everything is about that. And once you understand the Law of Attraction and you are looking not only at your own life but anybody else's that you have, you know, that you're up close enough to really know what's going on, you can see that everybody gets exactly what they're offering vibrationally.
Well, you know, the criticism of The Secret, which, and I'm using the words interchangeably today, but clearly I know the difference. The Secret is, as I was saying earlier, I think, and you know, there are people who say, well, no, is it marketing? I think I saw some article. Is it marketing or is it real? Well, the truth is, it is marketing. It has been marketed and packaged in such a way that people, you know, of our generation, of this time, can receive it in a way that perhaps they couldn't receive it with other philosophers or, you know.
Yes, and because of Law of Attraction, because so many people are asking, our contrasting experiences are making us ask more powerfully than ever before, and so more people are asking. I think that watching what Rhonda accomplished with The Secret was maybe the best example I've ever seen of someone holding steadily to a thought or an idea, mm-hmm. and not letting anyone divert them from their idea and Law of Attraction.
Now you see things that have manifested that she was talking about.
Oh, things like it was going to be a worldwide phenomenon and people around the world would benefit from it and everyone would be uplifted by it. I think that what happened with The Secret is a really good example of someone deliberately applying Law of Attraction. And in fairness to Rhonda or anyone who's trying to put such a big idea out in such a short period of time, it isn't possible to explain how to make that happen. She studied for a long, 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 long time before she began applying it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hear criticism, you know, we get so much correspondence from people who have been studying our work for a long time who don't like how it doesn't say enough or don't like how now it's beginning to be diverted into different directions. It's kind of turning in the wind just a little bit. Jerry and I always say, in fairness, what a wonderful thing this is, what a wonderful icebreaker it is, and anybody who wants to know more, there are a lot of people teaching what to do.
Yes. I think it's exciting that we're at a time where people begin to ask those questions about, what is my life?
It's so exciting to me that people are beginning to understand that they can do it themselves. It's all about self-empowerment.
Okay, well, let's go to some of the criticism immediately, because I thought when I first watched The Secret, I was excited about it because I thought, oh, wow, this is great, because people are going to realize that things aren't just happening out of order,
right,
that things are really very much happening in order.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the criticism has been, well, if things are happening in order, if you're really attracting everything into your life, then when you have cancer, you attracted that?
These are questions I really want you to put to Abraham, because they explain it so much better. Those are hard questions, but everything that everyone is living is coming in response to their vibrational output. But most people don't know what they're doing.
Okay, even children. So bad things happen to children. Children who are innocent, children who don't know, mm-hmm. children who don't know about their vibrational output.
Yeah. Well, it's like we're offering a vibration whether we know that we are or not, mm-hmm. and we learn our vibration. I hear Abraham say that even when you're in your mother's womb, you're picking up on her vibration because of how she feels in her life. And when you're born as that little baby, you're born into an environment where people around you feel a certain way. We see it even as we move around this nation, that there are neighborhoods that you can just feel how those people feel and their lives reflect it. And then we see neighborhoods that you can just feel how those people feel and their lives reflect it. And so I don't think anybody's saying that, you know, Abraham says
it's, and Abraham is the higher consciousness Abraham, entity that you channel.
Abraham's the broader perspective. Abraham is source energy. The way
source energy coming from the source.
And we all have access to it.
Yes.
And through a process of meditation, I managed to quiet my own resistance enough that my own vibration raised so that I tuned into them.
Well, this is the thing. Yeah. I know you've agreed to be here because I said to you, I said when they were going to get you here, I said, tell her, please, she's going to have to come on several shows just to come back because there is no way I'm going to be able to get all my questions out in one session. So I think in our next session, I certainly want you to channel Abraham. But before you do that, for everybody who's listening right now, you're going, what? Sounding weird to me, Oprah. Very weird, Ola. I wanted you to tell people how absolutely normal you used to be.
You know what's really funny is
that... You used to be so normal.
We think we're normal now. In fact, Jerry was laughing about this morning, that somebody was talking about the weirdness of this, and it doesn't seem weird to us because we've been doing it for so long. It's hard for me to remember what life was like before I had this connection with Abraham.
And how did the connection start?
Jerry had been looking for ways to uplift people long before he even met me. Mm-hmm. So he really had that going on with him. And someone...
Uplift, like motivational speaking?
Not Jerry was never a motivator. He was more an inspirer in that he always looked for strengths in people and then reflected it back to them.
Okay.
So he found a book in a library one day written by Jane Roberts.
Is this the Seth book?
Seth book.
Yeah, I read all the Seth books.
And so Jerry's reading the Seth books, and I was afraid of them. They just seemed weird to me.
Yeah.
And so he read them in his private time, and
that is so interesting you say that, because I used to read them. I was reading them back in the late 80s, I think it was. Yeah. And then one time I just started to get weirded out by them, and I removed them from my shelf because I didn't want Seth speaking to me when I got up in the middle of the night to pee.
Well, I don't know. I think what made me feel strange about it, there was a very odd looking picture on the back of the book.
Yes.
And it just kind of, and so Jerry was wise enough not to push it at me. He just read them and enjoyed them. And then every now and again, he'd say something to me from one of them. And I would say, well, that makes sense to me. Until in time, I became more interested in the message and not so freaked out by
the way the
message came. And so then we decided that we were going to try to find these people and meet with them, because now we were brimming with questions.
Yeah.
And so we were going to meet them. And then, like, days after we'd made the decision, we were going to try to find Jane and Rob so that we could meet Seth.
They're the people who channeled Seth.
Right.
Okay.
They never use that word, though. I don't even like that word because it means so many different things. But anyway,
and it makes us think you're weird.
It does do that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm. But anyway, so we were in a little sandwich shop next to a bookstore, and a person said to us, just out of the blue, "Have you read any of the Seth material?" Which was odd because we had not told a soul that.
So you're just standing in a shop, and then somebody else.
We
says
were
that.
Eating a sandwich, and this man just said that to us, and we said, "Yes, as a matter of fact, we have been." And he said, "Did you know Jane Roberts is dead?" Well, that was shocking to me and upsetting. I hadn't heard it, and I felt like somebody had told me that my sister was dead, and I didn't know it. It had that kind of an impact. But then we thought, well, no point in trying to find them because now we can't meet Seth. And so within days, good friends and business partners in Phoenix came to us, and they said, "We've got a tape we want you to hear." And we said, they were acting weird. And I said, "What is it?" And they said, "Well, it's channeled." Well, we didn't know what channeled meant. We said, "What's that?" And they...
Because what were you doing in your life? Because, I just am trying to establish this. Because were you the kind of couple that you're hanging out with other couples? Were they going to channelers?
No, nothing like that. No, Jerry was already financially successful. So to tell you the truth, mostly what we were doing is finding a good place to eat every day and shopping. I mean, that was sort of the way our life mostly was.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
nice. We're a lot busier now.
What does that feel like? Just be able to...
It's a distant memory for me, too.
Really?
But anyway, so they gave us this recording, and we listened to it, and it was another woman who was speaking for another... Theo.
So are you saying that these things are just happening?
Unfolding.
Unfolding, yeah.
It just like law of attraction does. Once you get on a wavelength, then other things like that come to you.
So I absolutely get that. And I know people are listening right now and you've seen. I mean, just the other day I was thinking about something. I walk into my office, I open the door, and that's what everybody in the room was talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
I see that.
So we visited with Theo. I wasn't sure I wanted to go. It was a beautiful home, no weird stuff going on. Theo relaxed, changed her consciousness the way she spoke it, and Theo began speaking to us.
So you weren't weirded out?
I was prepared to be weirded out.
Okay.
And expected to be. But the feeling of it was the most loving experience that I had ever experienced.
And you believed it immediately?
I didn't know what it was, but I believed it was good.
I'm talking to Esther Hicks, who, along with her husband Jerry Hicks, they're author of a book that's now on the bestsellers list called The Law of Attraction. It is really, if I may say, the secret behind the secret, because they talk about law of attraction in depth. And Rhonda Burns went to them when she was preparing The Secret. So continue. I'm just trying to find out how Esther came to be Esther, who's channeling. That's a word I use because it's the
it's
most...
It's all right. Most people
okay.
do.
Okay. Channeling Abraham, which she's agreed to do for us on next week's show. But go ahead.
So Jerry has all of these questions that he's asking. He has a lifetime of questions saved up for Theo. And I didn't say a word. I just sat in amazement as I listened to the dialogue back and forth. And then I said, I want to go back tomorrow because now I have questions. So we made another appointment. We went back the next day. And I said, what can we do to more effectively achieve our goals? And Theo said, meditate. And affirmations, and gave us a wonderful affirmation. And when she said meditate, we were both put off by it because that just seemed weird to us. I thought of people lying on beds of nails or walking on hot coals or people standing at the airport, standing on one foot with their hand out. And
yeah.
So I said, what do you mean meditate? And Theo said, sit in a quiet room and wear comfortable clothing and focus on your breathing. And when your mind wanders, and it will, just focus back on your breathing again. Then the tape recorder clicked off, my time is up, and there was a girl in the room, her name was Stevie, I'll never forget her, and she said, well, do you have one last question? Because she could see I was a little frustrated that my time was up, and she said, like, do you want to know who your spiritual guide is? Well, I would have never asked that, because I had never heard that term. But
what year was this?
This was 1984.
Okay, yeah.
So I said, yeah, sounded good, who is my spiritual guide? And Theo hesitated. I thought, oh no, this is bad news. I thought maybe my spiritual guide was someone bad, you know, but she hesitated, and then she said, we are told it will be given to you directly. You will have a clairaudient experience, and you will know.
A clairaudient experience.
I didn't know what that meant.
Okay. So do we all have spiritual guides?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you believe that some have more than others?
No. I believe that we all are extensions of source energy, and we all have equal access to this wonderful energy.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting into the place where you can hear it.
Do you have one or two or three or ten?
I when I first was thinking of Abraham, I thought of them as like an individual. In
so
fact,
you call Abraham as many entities.
They
many
refer to themselves as we. They say they're a collective consciousness.
Now, you must admit that this sounds strange to
it has
people.
It has to. I know how I felt about it. I know how I felt about it in the beginning, and I have to say if it hadn't happened to me, I can't say that because I was listening to Jerry read Seth to me, and I was captivated by what I heard from Theo, and Stevie, who was in the room, said it looked as if my heart opened. I mean, so who knows? You
yes.
can't say what would have been. But
okay. And so when you first started channeling Abraham, you go into meditation and
happened? So we went home, put on our bathrobe, sat in a quiet room, pulled the drapes, sat in wingback chairs with an etagere between us because it was frankly just too weird to do it together. And I just focused on my breathing. We set a timer for 15 minutes, and right away I felt numb, detached. And it was an incredible sensation. So the timer went off, and I said, let's do it again. So we set the timer again, and again I just breathed, focused on my breathing, and I couldn't tell my nose from my foot. Now I'm excited about whatever this is because of the feeling of it. And about
now you're just meditating, but you love the feeling so much.
I love the feeling of it.
And it's because it's better than shopping. Yeah, you've just been shopping and eating, so you're thinking, now I'll just meditate.
I didn't know what I was reaching for. What was in my mind is, I'm going to meditate every day for 15 minutes, whatever that means, and I'm going to find out the name of my spiritual guide. That was really what was in my mind.
Okay, got that.
And so right at the end of that, what is now about 45 minutes of meditation, something breathed me. It was the most incredible air drawing in, air pushing out. I felt like I was a billows that someone was breathing. And it was the most loving, incredible feeling of well-being that I had ever experienced in my life. And I wanted more of it.
Something breathed me.
Something breathed me. That's the only... I know now it was my first interaction with Abraham. Mm-hmm. But so we meditated.
And did he say, I am Abraham?
No. Yeah. It's just because I couldn't have heard that. We meditated for about 9 months and nothing happened except I got numb every day and I liked the sensation of it. And then it gets weirder. One day while we were meditating, my head just started sort of moving gently and I loved it. It felt like flying. And the next day, the same thing. And about the next day, while my head was moving, I realized it wasn't just randomly moving. It was actually like spelling letters, like my nose was writing on a chalkboard. And I realized they were going through the alphabet. And I was on M, N, O. And I said to Jerry, I'm spelling the alphabet with my nose. And Jerry got a notebook.
What did you think was going on?
Well, see, when it's happening, it feels wonderful and it feels normal. It's Jerry is the one that had to be wondering what was going on.
Yeah, because I would have called a doctor.
We might have if we hadn't experienced Theo. We hadn't been reading all of this wonderful information from Seth.
Okay.
So now we've got the combination of intellectually understanding that we've connected to something and we have no way of knowing what it is. I couldn't tell you. I only knew that it felt so good.
And you wanted more of it.
And I wanted more.
Okay, so you start spelling with your nose.
For about 2 months. It was awkward and awful. Jerry woke me up in the middle of the night and propped me up in bed and would ask a question and off we'd go. It was bizarre and tiring.
Bizarre and tiring. Now, when you say that you channel Abraham, and if it's not called channeling, what do you call it?
Well, it's what inspiration is.
Okay.
It's what the basketball player is doing. You know, he's trained his body to move well, but he gets into that zone and allows his broader perspective to flow through.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think everybody is doing it to some extent. That's why I don't like... The word implies that only a few can do it and that it's weird and that they are the chosen ones, and it's not that way at all. Everyone has access to this broader perspective.
Why do you call it Abraham?
That's the name they gave, and I don't repeat words that I'm hearing.
You don't repeat words that you're hearing.
It's not like that. Abraham gives me a block of thought, and at an unconscious level, I match that block of thought up with the physical word equivalent.
Okay.
So it's like blending their perspective and our perspective.
I got it.
So when they said, so they've explained that...
Because they're not speaking, they, now I'm talking like you, they're not speaking in English. Or they're not speaking language.
They're speaking in vibration.
They're speaking in vibration.
That's why musicians can translate it. That's why artists can translate it.
I got that.
So I get this block of thought.
Stay with us, XM listeners.
I know. Hang in there. It gets better.
No, because what's so fantastic is that we're talking about this on its own vibrational frequency.
Oh, yeah.
XM 156.
Cool.
That is a vibrational frequency here.
So Abraham explains that the block of thought that they offered me, that the word Abraham was the best label that I could find that best defined who they are, because they are at the root of every religion. Because
Abraham is really a part of every religion. You'll hear it in...
Yes.
I understand it. I'm with you.
I know you are.
I'm right there with you. As a matter of fact, when I picked up the book, this is so weird, I was with my producers, Sherry and Lisa, and they were telling me about the book, because I hadn't heard about the book. And we were at my house reading the book together one weekend, and I said, I bet you Esther has something to do with this. I bet she has somehow thought of this and is calling me in.
I've been calling you in for years. In fact, when Abraham first came through me, our daughter Tracy was 14. And I wasn't quite sure how I was going to explain this to Tracy. And so she'd been listening to us read the Seth books. And the first thing Tracy said was, can I talk to Abraham? The second thing she said is, don't go on Oprah.
Really?
because she didn't want all of her friends who watched you every day to see how weird her mother was.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you, and people email us constantly, and they say things that, Oprah knows this. Oprah's got this. You know, Oprah understands this. And so I told Jerry, I said, whether we're on a television show or a radio show or whether we just get to sit and play with Oprah a little bit, it's all satisfying to me.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Yeah. But isn't that interesting? I felt it.
Yeah.
I felt it, and I felt that when they gave me the book, I realized that it had been a journey to that very moment.
You know what? Abraham talks about how our life causes us, when we know what we don't want, we know what we do want. And so we're creating this constant, they call it a vibrational escrow. It's like our future experience that happens vibrationally before we get there. And I see so many things that are in our all of our vibrational escrows. In other words, it's stuff that we've asked for that has already happened on some level. And if we can just get out of our own way, then all those things happen. So I think you were in my vibrational escrow.
I think so, too. Yeah. I must have been. Yeah. Well, so half hour's gone already. That's why I told you, you have to come back next week.
Yeah.
We'll be joining again with Esther Hicks on our continued Soul Series. And next week, I'm going to ask her to bring in Abraham. That's what we're going to do.
And you'll explain that my head does not turn all the way around and things like that.
I'm trying not to be weirded out. I'm just going to be cool with Abraham.
You'll like
Thank you for joining us here on XM 156. Talk to Me, our Soul Series. So happy to have been able to talk to Esther Hicks. Her book, along with her husband, Jerry Hicks, is called The Law of Attraction, on the bestsellers list right now. It's the secret really behind the secret. Email me with your comments and suggestions at Oprah.com or call 866-OPRAH-XM.
You're not going to believe your ears.
I know all the people listening, you're going to think it's a weird thing.
Esther Hicks is coming back, only this time she's channeling Abraham.
I'm going to see for myself how weird it is. I do my virgin run with Abraham on the radio.
And Oprah's asking all the questions.
What happens? What is the process?